OpenBeacon can be used to create simple automations involving multiple devices without Home Assistant. No central server is required. You only need to have flashed Tuya devices. Here I will show you one such automation, where two devices are used. First is a power meter, used to measure the power usage of device, and second is a relay, used to turn cooling on and off. Cooling will be enabled when power usage is above given threshold. This simple setup is required for my DIY laptop cooling tab, as shown here. Will a DIY cooling stand made from 12-volt fans help with laptop overheating? First, let us consider requirements. Cooling will be used in simple on-off mode, no PWM adjust yet. First device will only measure power usage and send it to second device. Second device will offer automatic or manual modes. In automatic mode, it will compare power with given threshold and enable relay if threshold is exceeded. The same could be done with a more reliable temperature measurement, if needed. Now let's first consider the available hardware. Laptop is cooled by fans, which are run at 5 volts currently. This is important information, because it will be used to simplify circuit later. LSPA9 plug measures power usage. A DIY device controls the power of fans. This device can run directly on 5-volt power, no mains required. Short introduction. OpenBeacon runs currently on many various Wi-Fi modules. Those modules can be easily then connected to Home Assistant, but it is not necessary for simple automations. OpenBeacon supports scripting system via LittleFS. Here you can view some sample scripts. For more info, see our documentation. DIY device for fans control. My current fans don't work well with PWM. So I decided to go for relay instead. In the future, I may introduce PWM control as well, but now I just needed a basic ability to toggle them on and off. That's why I decided to convert broken 230-volt relay control to 5-volt. Following switch module has a simple, mains-powered step-down converter that provides 5-volt for the relay, which is later fed to 3.3-volt LDO that powers Wi-Fi module, in case of powering whole circuit from 5-volt. The first 230-volt to 5-volt step-down converter is not needed. But remember that voltage higher than 5-volt may just burn the 3.3-volt LDO and the Wi-Fi module. If you want to use 12-volt, a 12-volt to 3.3-volt step-down converter is required. Final circuit. I have also replaced full bridge rectifier with a simple diode, as the DC is here already at the input, and the extra diode is only used for reverse polarity protection. DHT11 routed out for later experiments. Case. Setup for power measurement, LSPA9 was already flashed. It only needed a script to report power usage to target device. I've decided to do it via HTTP GET command with Tesmoda style syntax. Make sure that IP of the target device is correctly entered in the script. Also make sure that it won't change. Do MAC reservation on router. This basically sends the channel setting command. And the dollar power is expanded to current power value from BLO937. Setup for relay device. Relay device will have a bit more advanced script. I would like script to offer two modes. Automatic mode, where relay is set automatically to open or closed, depending on current reading and given margin. Manual mode, where user can control relay freely. Furthermore, I would like the margin to be configurable on device GUI. Luckily, all that is possible with OBK channel types. Let's start writing script by deciding the channels we need. It might be also worth to save those channels in flashvars, so they are kept between reboots. Now we need to implement the main logic. The relay must be set to the value determined by the relation of given threshold and current reading. This must be done often, like every second or so, maybe 10 seconds. Luckily, it turns out it can be done with few lines. If channel 2 is 1, if mode is automatic. Then set relay channel to the result of margin and value comparison. If channel 3 is larger than 4, it will yield 1, thus turning relay on. And here is the OBK panel for this script, using temperature.